Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text we shall consider this morning comes one verse after our epistle lesson comes to an end. It's from 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. Brothers and sisters in Christ, happy Father's Day. You know, our children can do one or three things in regards to the hairline of all of us fathers. You children either make us fathers' hair turn gray, or you cause us to lose our hair, or you do a combination of the two. This one college professor from the Midwest tells a story about what it really means to be a father. Now, this college professor was pretty bald. And one night, he and his wife went out for supper. They hired a babysitter to look after their two young children. But this babysitter didn't do a very good job. When dad and mom came home, they found that their young son had gotten into their father's electric shaver, and he had cut like an air strip down the middle of his head, all the way from the front to the back. This father was furious. He said, "Peter Andrew, I've told you 100 times not to play with my electric shaver. Boy, are you going to get it." The boy whimpered, please, Dad, if you think I look bad, you should see my sister." So they walked into the next room, and she was pretty well shaved from side to side, from front to back. She looked like a skinned rabbit. That made the father even more furious. "Peter Andrew, you're going to get it like you never got it before." Please, Dad, don't. We were just trying to look like you." Well, this father ended up not giving his young son any kind of punishment. Instead, he explained to his young son why what he did was wrong. And then he gave him a big hug. Now, that little boy was either the biggest con artist that there ever was, or he was telling his dad the truth. Our children, when they're young, want to be just like mom and dad. I preached a Mother's Day sermon one time, and I promised myself I would never preach another Mother's Day sermon. But in that Mother's Day sermon, I gave kind of a prescription for how we as parents can be better parents, more positive parents. So today on this Father's Day, I want to kind of renew that prescription for all of you dads, and maybe some of you moms can pick up a few hints from this prescription also, about how we can be better, more positive parents. As pastors do in most of our sermons here on God's house, this prescription that I'm giving to you today is based on God's Word. Now, our text for today, again, is from 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. When you go to a doctor for a physical, after that physical is over, the doctor might write out some things that he thinks you need to do, kind of a prescription. And in that prescription, he might write out some things you need to cut down on in your daily life. For example, no more smoking, No more drinking, no more eating of fatty foods. And so we as parents, especially we as dad, need to cut out on some things in regards to our own sinful human nature. And one of those things that we need to cut out on in regards to our sinful human nature is our innate selfishness. A survey that was taken quite a number of years ago found out that the average father spends a whole 38 seconds of his undivided attention with his children every day. 38 seconds of his undivided attention. Oh, the father does give some more divided attention to his children every day. He gives 20 minutes of his divided attention to his children. And that divided attention, he's splitting his attention between his children and watching TV, or between his children and doing some household chore. We can see here then from all this that it's so easy for us as fathers, according to our old sinful human nature, to be selfish with the time that we split between ourselves and giving our children the attention they need. We as fathers can be so selfish with our time that we are even promoted to a large degree in the media to spend more time on ourselves. So we spend that more time going out fishing or golfing or doing some other things with the guy. When we as fathers give so little time to our children and so much more of our time to ourselves, we're telling our children, I'm important, but you're not. We as fathers also need to cut out on one other thing in regards to our sinful human nature. And that one other thing is lovelessness. Not being so open in regards to the love that we feel toward our children. A well-known psychiatrist wrote a book about different interviews that he had taken with several young men. And in these interviews, he asked all these young men about their relationships with their own fathers. And in these interviews, he found all that these young fathers, they had a great deal of respect and admiration for their own fathers. But at the same time, they had so many regrets that they and their fathers had not been much more open with each other about the love that they had for each other. This psychiatrist wrote in this book, not one male interviewed wished that his father had been less affectionate. Now, one of these young fathers said, my father was too affectionate, but I'm not going to be that way with my son. I've heard this kind of expressed in another way. Not one father in his later years has ever said, boy, oh boy, I wish I would have spent more time at work, more time at the office. We all need to show love toward our loved ones. And we all need to feel loved by our loved ones. When was the last time that you said to one of your children out of the blue, I love you? Or when was the last time you gave a loved one a hug, just again, out of the blue? That old sinful nature of ours causes us to be way too selfish toward ourselves and not nearly as open with our love as we should be. But again, remember what our text for this morning said, that in Christ we are a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. Our new nature in Christ makes us more unselfish. And here the best example we have of total unselfishness comes from our Heavenly Father. Our Heavenly Father was so unselfish in regards to all of us, His children, that He gave up His one and only Son to be our Savior. Our Savior, Jesus Christ, was so unselfish with all of us here today that He lived every day of His earthly life, every day that He walked on this earth, He lived that day for us. And He suffered and died on a cross for us. What could be more unselfish than to give all the good that you have in your own life, all the good that you can share with someone else, to give that love to someone else? And what could be more unselfish than to take all the bad away from the person next to you, to take all the bad away from everybody else? That's what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did for all of us. There's another verse later on in 1 Corinthians 5, in which Paul says about our Savior Jesus Christ, God made Him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. Jesus so unselfishly gives all of us His righteousness, and He takes from us all of our sin and dies for that sin on a cross. But our Heavenly Father's unselfishness and our Savior's unselfishness was not just a one-time act. Our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, continues to give us so much in order that we can be God's new creation. God, the Holy Spirit, unselfishly gives us saving faith in our Savior, Jesus Christ, by coming into our hearts at our baptism. God, the Holy Spirit, unselfishly feeds and nourishes that saving faith in us by coming to us in God's Word as we read it or we hear it proclaimed to us. God, the Holy Spirit, unselfishly confirms this faith that we have in us whenever we feed ourselves on our Savior's body and blood as we do this morning. The Holy Spirit unselfishly comes to us through these means of grace, word, and sacrament, so that we can be this new creation. God, the Holy Spirit, not only unselfishly comes to us so that we can be this new creation, but God, the Holy Spirit, also comes to us so that we can be better parents, more positive parents to our children. Several years ago, a former district president for our church body, a man named Pastor Charles Mueller, gave out several suggestions to people about how they can be God's new creation, how they can be more positive parents. We are that new creation. We could be those more positive parents, first of all, through the words that we use in our everyday life. We need to tell people more directly, I love you. There was this one wife who complained that her husband never, ever said to her, I love you. The husband replied, I told you that over 30 years ago when we got married. And if anything had changed, I would have told you. But sometimes we need to be more direct. We can't take it for granted that our loved ones know that we love them. We need to tell them. Our God doesn't just show us how much He loves us. He tells us over and over again in His Word, I love you and you and you. We are that new creation. We can be that more positive parents simply by our touch, by actually physically touching our loved ones. So often the only time we touch our children is when we punish them. We also need to give our children a hug once in a while. We need to actually give them a physical pat on the back. There was this one 90-year-old pastor who ended up going into the hospital. He was weak, he was frail, he was dying. His own pastor, a much younger pastor, came to visit him in the hospital. As was his custom, this young pastor knelt at the old pastor's bed. He held him by the hand and he prayed for him. As he held that old pastor's hand, he could even feel the coldness of death creeping into that old pastor's hand. But when this young pastor was done with his prayer, the old pastor opened up his eyes, and there was tears in his eyes. The old pastor said, "No one has ever done this for me before. No one has ever held my hand before and prayed for me." In 90 years, this poor old pastor had never had someone take him by the hand and pray for him, pray with him. Touching one another is so important. Touching another person tells that person, "I love you." Touching was so important in our Savior's ministry. Jesus touched so many people he should not have touched, lepers. And he let so many other people, tax collectors and sinners, touch him. Touching others and being touched by others was Jesus' way of telling people, "I love you." There are, of course, even other things that we can do to be God's new creation. Other ways that we can be more positive parents to our children. We can be that new creation. We can be that more positive parent by helping out our children in whatever way we can. By serving our children in whatever way we can. We can be that new creation. We can be that more positive parent by giving more of our time for one another. If according to our old sinful nature, we are so selfish with ourselves and not showing how much we care about our children like we should, then we can be that new creation by being more unselfish with our children and showing them how much we care. And finally, we can be that new creation. We can be that more positive parent by every once in a while giving a gift to that person that we love. So far on this Father's Day, I've just been mainly talking about you as fathers and how you can be better fathers to your children. But there are a few ways that you children can be more positive children for your dads. You don't have to wait till Father's Day or Christmas to buy your gift or your dad a little gift by doing something for him just to show him that you appreciate him. Just as you as dads don't have to wait till Christmas or it's your child's birthday to give them a gift of some type. Our God, our Heavenly Father, has given us so many wonderful, fantastic gifts in our lives that we can't possibly repay him for all the gifts that he's given to us. But we can repay our earthly fathers with little tokens of our love and appreciation by the little things that we do for our dads. For example, when your dads take you to a ball game or whatever else it might be, that you're the one who buys him a treat at that ball game and not waiting for him to buy you that treat. There's a story about Alexander the Great, who was holding court in his court over the crimes committed by all the members of his empire. It seems that at one such session, he found a young man guilty of desertion at his military post. And the usual punishment for such a crime was death. But Alexander the Great felt sorry for this little criminal, because this young man who deserted his post was really just a young boy. He felt so much compassion for that young boy that he asked the young boy, "What was his name?" The boy answered, "Oh, great king, my name is Alexander. Please have pity on your namesake." The king replied, "My son, you have a name that is feared and respected across the whole empire. It is regarded as the greatest name in all the land, but you have brought it disgrace and shame. However, this name also represents compassion and tenderness of heart, and so I will let you go." The little boy was ready to walk away when the emperor had one more thing to say to him. The emperor said to the young boy, "Oh, and one more thing. Either change the way you act or change your name." We as Christians have all been named after our Savior, Christ the Lord. And yet, how often have we brought disgrace and dishonor to our name, especially to those closest to us? The name Christ or Christian, being named after Christ, is supposed to represent compassion and tenderness of heart. And so Christ, in a way, has asked all of us, perhaps change our way of life or change our name. I would much rather myself change my way of life by the power of the Holy Spirit working through word and sacrament. We can change the way we are as fathers or mothers or brothers or sisters or children. We have this reminder from Paul in our text. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. God, help us all to be that new creation. God, help us to be better fathers, mothers, sons, and daughters. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all our human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.